Hello, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Bowler's Grind. This is a solo cast. It is Marshall here. I'm going over just a couple of things in the past week. Tournaments that I've bowled in, thoughts I've had along the way, and just my mental approach towards the game of bowling, how I perceive it, and how I intend on planning on strengthening my growth mindset so that I can really get the most out of the sport of bowling. So I hope you enjoy this 15-minute mind dump from me to you. No edits. Here it is. So, not many people may know this about me, but I used to play baseball my entire life. I was a baseball player. I recently got into bowling about 16 months, almost 2 years ago, about a year and a half. And I fell in love with the sport. And not necessarily because of the physicality, not necessarily because, you know, there's many sports you can get into at all sorts of ages, softball, volleyball, you know, all things that will get that competitive edge or competitive spirit out of you. But one thing I learned about bowling that I really loved was that it challenged yourself to be better and be solid from within. I really think bowling is a game of mental fortitude. The stronger and tougher you can be mentally, I think the more you can perform on the lanes. Now, I don't know when or how I'm going to get to it all, but I do want to encompass having the right and being in the right mindset while wanting to perform. It is a sport that I just mentioned that I feel like it's highly advantageous to have a mental edge. So with that being said, if your mental game isn't really there, if your mental game is off, it doesn't really matter if you look like Dwayne Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a game built off of muscles, strength. Those things can help you. But I've seen bowlers in their 80s and 90s, either online or in person, throwing 300s or close to near it. People that have, you know, half the strength that I have or a lot of people may have, bowling well above what their quote-unquote physical strength would tell you. So bowling tells me that it is such a strong mental game that if you're not there, man, it will show up and it will kick you in the butt time and time again. Now, some people would say that that shows up in the matter of spares. I would say some people, I'm not thinking. I wasn't focused on the spares. Okay. Some people get nervous prior to competing. Some people get nervous after having four strikes in a row. Some people get nervous bowling in higher stakes. You know what I mean? If you have a little bit more invested in whatever you're doing, but maybe you feel like you need to win versus you can lose the loss or afford the loss. These are all things that will play into your mental game, because essentially it is a game, but the pins aren't moving. The challenge I'm learning is really within yourself. And this became apparent to me on my last bowling endeavor about a week ago. I've since taken a week off from bowling because I went into two competitions with high hopes. Good physical practice, good gym work throughout the week. So on paper, I thought everything was just going to be square, buttoned up, ready to go. Had one amateur tournament to do at the South Point and had one no-tap tournament to do at the Orleans. And it was a rude awakening that, man, if you're not mentally prepared to compete or if your heart is not in it, man, you might as well just not even show up. And to give you a little forecast on how the events went, I went into the Orleans event. I've bowled there multiple times. I think I've done that no tap tournament at least three or four times now. I've won it once. I've finished, I think, in fifth place another time, and twice now I have not cashed. But this past time felt a lot different, and it's rare because I'm new at the sport. I enjoy the sport of bowling. It's exciting to me, you know, getting new high scores or new high sets, all these things that people have been doing for 10 years or plus that maybe they think it's boring. I find the sport very engaging, and it gets a lot out of me, not only within the bowling alley, but it pushes me in other areas. And this was the first time in a year and a half that I went into the competition wanting it to be over before it started. Now, I know that may sound odd to some people. I know that may seem like, what does that even mean? But for whatever reason, call it maybe diet or the night before, eating not that great, or just being exhausted mentally, I woke up that day not wanting to bowl, not wanting to pack my bags, but I felt obligated just to show up because there was a tournament. And boy, did it show in my scores, because I hit a wall for the first time in 2 years where I really didn't care about how the results panned out. And it's like I gave up on myself is what it felt like for the first time in 2 years. And the same thing happened the day prior at the amateur bowling tournament. It was the worst set I've ever had. 2 weeks prior, I was in the top 50 at the true amateur tournament. So same lanes, same deal, same sport pattern, nothing new, same bowling balls. But upstairs, I didn't even want to be there. I for whatever reason, felt obligated to just be in another place, but I showed up anyways. And I'm realizing that sometimes if your heart isn't in it, it's better to take a step back, to reassess what you want from it, and to look at it in a healthier mindset. Because, you know, for a long time, I've treated bowling as a way to better myself, to better my mental health, to better my physical health. And somewhere along the way, not many people know this about me, around 2020, late 2020, I lost my job in construction. And I really gave more to bowling at that point, while also having less to feel satisfied by and be fulfilled by, as far as just that weekly grind, making that top dollar, making your self-worth. So I never really paid attention to my own self-worth and how I viewed myself months after losing that job. And I kind of suppressed a lot of my depressed thoughts of just not feeling at my best, not feeling worthy of certain things, not being able to have certain freedoms that I once had. And, you know, I put so much into bowling, into the podcasting, into the videos, into just different tournaments, that I didn't realize that I was mentally exhausting myself, and I was mentally distraught with how I felt inside about who Marshall Kennebrew is. And that finally came to the forefront of a realization when you are at the bowling alley looking up at your scores at a no-tap tournament and you're at 120 and you don't even care. And that's when I knew, all right, I have to take a break. I have to address this at some point, either through a post or through some sort of verbiage. And I thought, you know, what better way to explain it in my own words? And, you know, for a while, I didn't know if I was just feeling sick from COVID, or I never have gotten COVID in the past year and a half. But I didn't know, like, am I coming down with something? I feel off. Something just doesn't feel right about myself. I didn't wake up excited to want to go and bowl. And it has nothing to do with the sport of bowling. Because if you really look at it, it's given me so many cool things, so many cool friends, so many cool people to talk to, so many cool engagements and relationships that I didn't have prior to joining the sport. But what had dawned on me was that the balance of bowling with where I want things to be in my own personal life outside bowling was no longer there, that it once was when I had my job with my construction job, and bowling was just an addition to that. So looking at that, I haven't stepped in a bowling alley in a good week. I've been focusing more on where I want to go and what I want from bowling. And when I step back into the bowling alley, the promise that I'm making to myself is that don't show up unless you're going to give it hell. Unless you're going to put your max effort in and treat it as if it's the last time you'll ever bowl, don't even show up. And that's the promise I've made with myself prior to about, I think, 5 days ago. And I'm going to go back sometime this week. There is an amateur bowling tournament for 25K. I know co-host Kyle is going to be doing that, as he always does, and I wish him luck. I know a lot of different people that are going to be bowling. I haven't committed to doing it, and a part of me by saying that probably means that I probably won't do it, because again, I think it's better for me to focus on a couple of other things right now, while also knowing that bowling is a big part of what makes me great. I love bowling. I love that, how it challenges me. But I also need to challenge myself in other areas to feel fully fulfilled on who Marshall Kenneru is outside of the bowling alley. And if you're interested, some of those things involve getting back to listening to more books and people that have done things far beyond what I have done, and gaining more knowledge as far as like mental health, workouts, routines, goals, all those things that kind of get lost in the minutia of just life, you know, 9 to 5s. We all have 9 to 5s and things that are stressing, relationships and friendships and all those things that like come to the forefront. It sometimes we forget to prioritize our needs, our wants, our goals, our dreams. And this is just my way of re-evaluating them in a healthy way. And hopefully this touches people. Hopefully this, you know, helps people that maybe you've had this similar revelation while being in the bowling alley, where you're just sick of it, or you know, you're showing up to the league with that feeling of just like, ugh, versus that feeling of I'm gonna give it hell today. I mean, you owe it to yourself to put yourself in that best position. But if you can't, well then you know what? Find ways to inch your way closer to that. And that's what I'm doing. You know, and I've gone to the gym a couple times this week. My legs have never been stronger. Physically, I know I'm ready for the two-handed game, and I'm ready to produce and be a competitive bowler. I want to compete. I love the idea of competing with bowlers that are better than me. I love that concept. But it takes a mentally strong and healthy person to get the most out of whatever you're doing. And, you know, for some people that may be like, you know, like food addiction or alcohol or drugs. Like for me, it really is just loving myself and realizing that I am good enough and that I have what it takes to do whatever it is I want to do, and not letting those feelings of like self, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Not selfless, but feelings of worthlessness and feelings of like, I can't do this or I'm not capable. Man, those thoughts, if you don't address them, and if you don't look at them for what they are, man, they will fester. And I've done a couple of things personally that will allow myself to not have those things fester, but this was my way of just reaching out to the bowling community, purely talking about things that Marshall Kenneru is going through as a bowler, as a human, as a person of society. You know, like these are all things that I'm sure we all face different struggles, but my promise is the next time you do see me in a bowling alley, if you do hear this, I will be giving it my all, and I'm going to learn from those rock bottom moments when you're in that alley and you're just feeling sick to your stomach and you just don't want to be there. Like, I'm going to learn from that, and my promise to myself is just to be a better person inside and outside of the alley, however that may look. And really to come up with that map. So if you enjoyed this conversation with myself, if you got something out of it, it's not too long. It's 14 minutes. I don't intend on editing it. This is Unfiltered Thoughts. It's Tuesday. I hope everyone has a good week. Crush it, whatever your goals are. And until I talk to you next time, have a good day. Hey guys, just want to say, if you made it all the way through and you took the time, you know, I appreciate anyone that takes 15 minutes out of their day to listen and to maybe learn something about themselves or just learn something about me. So I did this one on my own. I'm doing another one with Kyle. We actually have it already done, but we're going to be putting it out sometime this week. So I appreciate it again, and I hope you guys have a good week. Till next time.